I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I feel like I'm evolving a little bit. I know I've said that before in a confession.
Evolving?
Yeah, I'm evolving. Even at...
Well, like a Pokemon?
At the age of 72.
Well, no, not that old, right, but someday, hopefully. I know you heard this, and we all know how much we love B. Scott. But he said the conversation is mute.
I did hear that. I ain't say nothing because it was not going to be beneficial for anybody.
You know who else didn't say nothing?
You. I was proud of you.
This guy.
I was very proud of you.
This guy said nothing. It's moot, M-O-O-T.
That is correct.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm kind of proud of myself. I'm going to make that my first confession because and it wasn't just because I love B. Scott. It was like, okay, there's really no need to be the grammar, you know, police all the time. Although I'll probably revert to it at some point. I'll probably revert to it at some point.
Yeah, as someone who has the same inclination as you in that way, you got to learn at some point, hey, man.
Then you become just a prick.
Like, nobody likes that guy. Yeah. You're right, yeah. But at what cost?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
But see, I wouldn't have been mad if you did that.
Really?
The issue I be having is when you say something, and it could be a simple word.
Yeah.
And then somebody's sitting there trying to correct you, like, oh, you mispronounced it.
Okay.
That's the part I hate. My wife do that all the time. If I say, I'm trying to think of an example, but if I say a word and she thought I said something else and she tried to correct me, I'm like, no, that's not what I know the word.
I know the word.
So I know what I was trying to say.
Yeah. I know the word and try to, oh, it's actually this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that kind of killed me.
No, I'll probably revert a little bit, but I thought that was, I showed a little
that
bit.
You probably could have helped him out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's not mute.
But I didn't want to be that guy. Not in that instance.
Well, and then also the secondary thought was he was on a roll. I didn't want to stop where he was going.
Yeah.
The thing that I need to do better about is, all right, in that moment, tuck that away and then just come back around and make sure they know. But like, you know what I mean?
Because
it's like, I want you to know, but I also don't want to be a jerk.
Show you up.
I
don't want to show you up.
You know what I mean? So hey, just so you know. And actually, that might be more of a jerk thing. Just come back. Hey, I don't know if you knew this.
By the way.
The word is actually moot. So
he was on the 0-3 slide.
Yeah.
Sliding, bro. Just absolutely. Just get off the slide. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. That was the other one. Yeah. I did that one later, too. See, I'm evolving.
Goodness.
I saw some kind of a thought when it comes to Rockets training camp that Jabari Smith Jr. is basically chained himself to KD, asking the staff to tailor his entire schedule, being with KD at all times. I think it was a Red 94 on
Twitter. Connected at the hip.
And I've got to be honest, I kind of love this for Jabari Smith Jr. Like, speaking of B. Scott, I was texting with B. Scott after media day, just kind of comparing light notes with what kind of he thought. And one of the things is like, oh man, Jabari said that he's getting better this and this and he, and you know, hopefully I'm not betraying B. Scott's trust here, where he was like, yeah, we've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard that from Jabari. And that, to be fair, like, that's every player and every team at the beginning of their season, where they're, or before their season, they're like, well, we worked on this, and this is what it's going to look like. And all that's fine and good, but you get to the season, it's like, what does it actually look like? Mm-hmm. This does feel like he is real hungry to be better, and he is taking every opportunity to learn at the feet mm-hmm. of somebody who does this for real in Kevin Durant. So, like, I was super encouraged by this, that he's taking it so seriously. He's like, no, I'm not going to miss a minute working with this dude who has a legendary work ethic.
I normally, preseason stories, whatever you want to call anecdotes like that, is kind of an eye roll for me because it's just chatter. But I kind of like this one too. I think in this case, if this is real and he can, you know, he's spending all his time with KD, I think absolutely in this case, it's a little more than chatter and it could be very helpful.
Yeah, they had a nice little give and go that the Rockets posted on their social media. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is adorable. Look at this love affair that's happening right now.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
So remember a couple days ago in our little group chat, what's the name of our group chat?
Them Boys on Westy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't changed it.
Why would you want to?
By the time I'm back on the air, I will have a new name for this, I promise.
No, you won't. It's my text thread.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. How does that work? No. That's not how text threads work.
Yeah, but in our group chat, remember Reggie sent us a picture of his setup? His home setup.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. TVs. Well, I didn't send you the whole setup. Just the fact that I got the three TVs.
And I showed my wife. She was sitting right there. I showed her, and she was so disgusted.
Disgusted.
She said, to the point, she said, "I feel sorry for whatever girl he's talking to come over to see that." Like, that looked like a single man pad home right there.
Yeah.
And I gotta confess, I'm kind of on her side with this.
Wow, here we go.
Haters, bro.
I was analyzing it a little bit. I'm like, is that the power cord stretched all the way to the outlet right there?
Oh, you didn't do that, did you? I didn't notice that.
Well, I need to do a little bit more cord management. But
I was they sell stuff to fix that.
And look, and y'all kind of seen my little studio where I'm. Mm-hmm. I don't want any wires showing.
Hey, you got a house, dog. Come on, you gotta let me live a little bit. I'm renting.
I think you seen Sean Pendergast set up, right? He usually posted all the time.
Yeah.
I think you need to reach out to the guy who did his, man.
Yeah.
All right, if Sean will pay for it.
I have a secondary question to that. Ladies only on this response, 713-572-4610, and, of course, Twitch, YouTube, wherever. Is Reggie's setup a red flag? We talked about red flags yesterday.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that's a good question to ask.
Got the wires, got three TVs.
It was a red flag for my wife.
Largely, it's managed. There's one wire that is weird because it's not long enough.
That button was stretched out, man, trying to hold on for dear life.
Well, that one is because of a fire stick that doesn't have a good place to go.
Fair enough. It was holding on for dear life.
The little prongs were bending.
Pretty much.
Guess which core is going to get fixed today. But I will say, in my defense, and I'm trying not to sound too defensive because I understand where you're coming from, and you're right to some degree. I got plants. I got art in around. It's not like it's
that's
just
your defense.
It's a nice place to just have three big TVs, but it looks nice.
Just imagine you taking a nice young lady to the crib,
yeah,
and she
sees
it's
that.
Candles, it's plants, it's throw pillows, it's a rug. It looked nice.
Man, come on, baby.
If you say futon, I'm gonna lose my mind.
No, I have couches, I have dining room table, I have bookshelf, all with like accoutrement. Like it's not like it's what you see where it's some dude with a TV, a PlayStation, yeah, a plastic chair, and nothing else. Like it's stuff in there. It's stuff in there for real.
I think we gotta hook Reggie up with that the guy that hooked up Sean Pendergast's palace there, man. Because I don't think it's that much, but I do think it's a way you can have it a little organized and neat and all that stuff. And I ain't even mentioned, I think you got three different TV brands.
No.
Or is it all the same TV brand?
It's two TVs. And I had one and I was like, am I going to buy three brand new TVs or am I just going to get two TVs? Okay.
I let that slide. Like, that's not the big deal, but I do think it's a way you could get it a little organized where you could do it. Sean, I know Sean got a penthouse.
Yeah.
It's not the same as an apartment. Yeah. But I think somebody could come in professionally.
Biggie really came from my neck here.
Still fix it on the wall.
Yeah, he kind of came from my neck. No, that power cord stretching out like crazy. That one got me right there.
That's wild.
I'm like, we got to get you together, man. I'm trying to help you.
I'm doing this for you.
I know y'all was trying to help B Scott with the mute and moot and all that stuff. I'm going to try to help Reggie.
You know, B Scott, we kept that to ourselves.
Except y'all made it a confession.
And that's how we do the confessions here in Loop right here on Sports Radio. Thank you, 713. Come to my defense. You hating, Figgy. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the ladies check in yet. Is that a red flag or not?
Post that picture on your social media and see what everybody else thinks.
That's the last thing he's going to do.
That's the last thing I'm going to do. All right. Appreciate you rocking with us here on this Friday. It's a football Friday, in fact. And because it's a football Friday, let's get into all the footballs. 12:40 on a Friday, we got to get our college football preview. And courtesy of the newspaper man himself, John Lopez, the college football headline for this weekend. You'll get that next on Sports Radio 610.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees.
Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.